I read an article in today's Herald Sun. I don't know whether you saw the same thing, where a chef has been called, has actually called out. And I often have wondered how this works, because I've always been fascinated with bloggers and influencers and how do they do what they do? How do you become one? I've wanted to become one, but I think I'm a certain age where people can I be a model train influencer? I don't know. It's always rather fascinated me. But this blogger is a rather greedy blogger who asked her to review her restaurant in exchange for free food, even though the venue is closing down next month after two very hard pandemic years. It's been a tough time as it is. But is it good to have that sort of publicity? And how does it actually work? So this comes after small businesses. They've really copped it. As we all know, staff shortages, being locked down, the list goes on and on. So I'd love to take calls on this. 133-693. Do you reckon this is normal? Have you ever asked for anything for free? Or do you own a business and has someone asked you for something for free? I want to know. I mean, do you just, you know, say, look, I'll say something nice to my people on Instagram or something, and you give us a free entree or something. Is that how these people get by, these so-called influencers? See, I'm very vague and this sort of stuff. But joining us on the line, and a good thing too, is social media expert from DL Social is Demelza Leonard. Demelza, good evening. Welcome tonight. And,
good evening, Grubby.
Thanks so much for joining me. Oh, look, this fascinates me because it seems to me to be, is having a blogger or an influencer talk about your business a good or a bad thing? How does it work?
So it can have a good, result for many businesses. However, it has to be done correctly.
Hmm.
One of the things that we need to be aware of is that there are agencies and there are influencers who do this correctly.
Right.
And they go through the right channels. They get invitations from restaurants or from businesses to review products.
Yeah.
And then they review them. They've got high engagement, so that's the amount of people who like their posts, comment on their posts, and even then go and shop the product that was used. Or they create the content for that particular business mm-hmm. to then use in their advertising as well. Very similar to your celebrity endorsement.
Okay. So, this is interesting though, Demelza. This is Miss Katie's Crab Shack. Katie Maron, they've had a bad run. The text went something along, do you collaborate with food bloggers to come and review your venue before you shut down, is what Katie's saying back to the person who said, I ask what you mean by collaborating? You know, is it a little bit pushy to just say, well, look, you know, I'll do and you give? Or it really has got to come from the business, hasn't it, as you said?
Yeah, it does. I think originally starting off in the social media world as food bloggers and influencers were on the rise.
Hmm.
Yeah, of course. But now we also need to be very aware that, yes, it has been very hard on a lot of small businesses. And I think it's a bit rich coming to a business who is shutting down. I can understand from the blogger's perspective, they thought that potentially their posts and their review might help to give them a little bit of business before they close.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think asking for free food rather than supporting and actually purchasing the food themselves,
yeah,
it's not really the best thing to do. And if they're really serious about that, there's a number of agencies they can be a part of that will help them get themselves out there to get those freebies and invitations to review. But definitely, I think people don't necessarily understand that whilst originally that's how it started, it's no longer in the best interest for the small businesses.
Yeah.
And small businesses do get harassed regularly.
Do they?
In terms, yeah, it's not, I mean, this particular Miss Katie's Crab Shack, she was saying she gets 5 a month.
Yeah.
That's just her business.
Wow.
Imagine
that's
others that are out there. Yeah, and it is. I think there's this misconception that you can get the free stuff and put a post up because you're seeing other influencers and you're seeing other bloggers have done it. But there's,
it's a funny one, Demelza, this, because before social media, there was a thing called cash for comment, which is banned on radio. A few radio announcers, I think up in Sydney, were saying nice things about certain businesses and getting a few bob on the side. Now, that's illegal. That's a felony. We don't do that. But I was in a restaurant a couple of months ago and somebody recognised my voice and they said, oh, thanks for coming in here. And I went to pay and they said, oh, no, don't worry. And I said, no, I do worry. I'm paying for a meal. I've just had a nice meal. I wouldn't presume to do that. But this is social media sort of taken that in a way to another level. I'm not a restaurant reviewer. You know, I may have mentioned in passing, oh, gee, I had a lovely feed last night at wherever. But that's just for the interest of people who are listening, who may be in the area, who may be looking for somewhere to go and eat. It's not, it's not my job to do that, if you know what I mean. But social media has taken this to a whole new level, hasn't it?
It has. It's created a new job of the influencer. Yeah. And it's almost like a celebrity endorsement. People have these followings and people listen to what they are saying. And I think it's because a lot of these influencers resonate with their audience, that their audience is like, oh, they're like me. So they're going to restaurants that I would be going to, or they're wearing the clothes that I would be wearing, or they're buying the beauty products that I would be buying.
Yeah.
And if they're saying it's okay and they're saying it's brilliant, then I'm going to purchase that.
So is it an age group thing? I'm fascinated with this way of making money and doing this. I'm fascinated. If I was 50 years younger and I was a size 6 female, I'd probably have more chance than I do right now, I guess. Or is that how it works? Or if I'm not a radio announcer anymore, I decide to become an influencer, do I walk into a hobby shop and say, hey, listen, look, it's me. You give me those models over there and I'll say nice things. I wouldn't have the guts to do that.
You would have to have a good following beforehand.
Good ego
online,
too.
Socially, and have some stats behind it.
Yeah.
I know from a client that we've worked with ourselves, she was approached by an organisation because she is a cake maker.
Mm-hmm.
And she was showing these beautiful cake decorating cupcakes and cakes that she makes. And she made Reels, which is the short form video content on Instagram.
Yeah.
And she was approached by a company because they loved what she was doing and saw the response that her audience was giving her. She doesn't have a huge number of followers, like 100,000. I think hers was sitting at 10,000 at the time. But she didn't approach them. It was the other way around because they liked what she was doing.
Yeah.
And I think and the age range now, it's not just the young people and the Gen Zers that are doing this. There's actually women in their 40s and their 50s who have a following for their demographic, because their demographic is now starting to communicate and engage with them on the platform as well.
So makes sense.
It's really the posts that you put up there on social media, the way you react and resonate with your audience, that is going to help you grow to the point that other businesses take notice, or you have enough following to go to one of the agencies and say, hey, I'm interested to take this the next step.
Demelza, it's been absolutely fascinating. After I saw that article in today's Herald Sun, I thought, geez, how does this work? Thank you. Social media expert from DL Social is Demelza Leonard. And thank you so much for talking to me tonight. It's fascinating. We'll take a call.